Several local artists with notable track records will create unique installations for the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center. Artist and designer Gabriel Marquez will be creating the Follow Your Instinct Zone installation, which will complement the exhibits designed exclusive to this project. Here to tell us all about it is Gabriel Marquez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Gabriel, this is your first time on State of the Arts, and I love meeting, well, I mean, you've been here for a while, but I just love meeting creative people in our community, and you're obviously one of them. Will you tell us your story, or, you know, just fill us in on your journey?
I was born here in El Paso, Texas in 82. I'm 38 years old. I went to Huey Elementary, and then I went to Ross Middle School, and then I graduated from Burgess. After that, I went directly to community college, not immediately, but maybe a year or two following high school.
Yeah.
And then I just got my advertising graphics and design degree. And then I just kind of fell into the whole production of graphic design. And so I've been doing that since 2004. I went back to UTEP in 2010. And because I had a lot of experience in graphic design, they credited me a lot of credit hours for school. So my stay there was, you know, less than 2 years, and I was able to get my bachelor's degree in graphic design and painting. So I majored in both, and I got a studio art degree. And then after that, a year and a half or two after, I moved to Seattle for about 6 years. You know, I continued with the graphic design and trying to push my artwork more, especially at a professional level out there. Everything was new over there, so I was pushed to really do my best work that I can. And luckily, I met some fortunate people that were in the art field, and I kind of melted into the pot there. And so I moved back a year and a half ago, and I've just been continuing doing art and murals. And finally, I got a public art project with the El Paso. So the Children's Museum is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I've seen you. You have some other murals throughout the city. I think the most notable one, just because it's close to my house, is the one on Savage Goods, like on the side. That's yours, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To come back home and get such a large commission, what does that feel like?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's really amazing. I'm just like humbled by it. Really, I'm super happy that I can like come back home and like still like put my name out there and, you know, be accepted. And it's kind of a gift, you know?
For sure. For sure. We tend to, as a community, welcome people with open arms. And then when you bring us such beautiful visual things to look at, well, heck, come on in.
Yeah.
What did you notice from the time that you left, now that you're back?
You know, the art scene was really, it was going really well for a long time. And then, you know, after, I don't know, a number of years before I left, it wasn't as happening, you know? Mm-hmm. And I noticed that just leaving, like, it just boomed. Like, everyone just kind of continued on their path with their art. And like, El Paso just has a lot of talent, and it's very rich. And like, that's never going to go away. And I've seen how that's like ingrained in the people and the culture here. Like, they love to be creative and like just show their talent, you know? We're all just trying to get out there and like show what we can do.
And speaking of, I mean, we're in a pandemic. We're all fully aware of that. But you've been doing some cool projects regardless of. Will you talk to us about that?
The last mural that I did was at the Gold's Gym on Treywood. Like, I literally painted that, and the next week, like, it was shut down. So it's kind of interesting how things like that were going on. But luckily, I did have a project going on while I was here in town. I had been commissioned to do a mural in Seattle for, it was like 10 panels on canvas. And they used them to cover up a light rail extension site. It was a construction site. So that kept me busy. And that was a fairly, it wasn't as big as the commission that I'm getting on this one, but it was fairly big. Luckily, I didn't have to like work as much, you know, like I didn't have to be out and working. I was able to just kind of be in the studio and put my best effort as to what I can create while were, you know, supposed to be isolated.
Yeah, no, and keep doing your thing. I know, and like,
yeah,
you can't plan for it, but I mean, yeah, you got lucky in that. It's like, hey, you have this big old piece to work on, so
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, it was like 100 feet long, wide.
Jeez. Okay, so that one's large, and you said the one for the Children's Museum is larger?
I mean, the commission's larger.
Ah.
But I mean, the size of it is not as big, but it's more crucial as far as like finished quality, because it's going to be like manufactured in a way.
Can we talk about that though? Like, okay. I know you can't give away the design, but like
no.
The pressure that you, or do you feel that pressure of like, OMG, this is a big deal. This is going to be a statement building and everybody's going to go through it. And it's a reflection of our city. Oh my God, I'm feeling the pressure just describing this to you.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
You know, I haven't like fully jumped into it yet, but I'm just kind of trying to be fluid and try to get the ideas together before I actually start putting things on paper and start investing my time. And, you know, I want to make something beautiful. So it's all in my head right now, but I know like in the coming months, like things are going to have to start getting real.
Yeah, real fast. You got to turn something in.
Yeah.
Hey, you picked, or did you pick the your instinct zone, or did it pick you? How did you end up with that zone?
I don't know if I can talk about it, but okay. I'll tell you
since
we're talking. But I had originally applied for the larger mural. Mm-hmm. And I guess my design didn't fit exactly what they were, you know, trying to, you know, see. And they liked my work enough to offer me the second one, which was the Follow Your Instinct Zone.
That's awesome though. So it wasn't like, go away, we don't like what we see. It was more about, this fits better here.
Yeah. They saw the project that I did that I was explaining to you that I was working on while the pandemic was going on. Mm-hmm. Or is going on. I had shown them some of the works that I did for that, and they felt like that was a good idea to just kind of do that in a sense, but like make it more El Paso. Or,
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. The only piece of art of yours that I've seen in person is that mural, but you know, social media, right? So, so I've seen a lot of your stuff, and a lot of it is animals. Is that just like the thing that you do, or how do we arrive to animals?
You know, I just kind of try and relate to the landscape that I'm in, and I use the animals as part of, you know, my work. I just love them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just really drawn to animals. They're cute, and, you know, people love creatures, so.
So why not? Embrace them.
So I just kind of make them come alive, but in my own style.
Well, and that's also something cool, because you do have this very marked style. I don't know how you would describe it to me sometimes, and you can totally be like, girl, you wrong, or just be like, absolutely not. It reminds me of food. I know like you're drawing animals, but it reminds me of like this beautiful, elegant pile of spaghetti or pasta that turns into this cool animal shape. That's how I see it, but I don't know. What are you setting out to do, or what?
You know, to be completely honest, I always tell people, no, it's not spaghetti, but I was like, I was just going through my files like not recently, and like one of the first images that I drew in that style, I had named it Bear Spaghetti. But I always told people like, it's not spaghetti, but I actually named like the first drawing spaghetti, you know? So it was kind of like I have a drawing of a bear and it has like little spaghetti balls just kind of like floating around.
Yeah.
But like, it's not literal. It's still more open for, you know, other suggestions. And I like to see what people play on that. And it's just a funny thing. Like people say that it looks like spaghetti, but you know, it started off as spaghetti, but now it's just like something totally different.
Do you play with other techniques? I mean, or is this just kind of something that we're able to see from you now? Or is that just, hey, currently I can say that's a Gabriel piece.
Before I started drawing like that, in that style, I used to be an abstract artist. Like I was really into abstract expressionism. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like Jackson Pollock type light paintings, like very large and very expressive. I used to try to like emulate those kind of works, but it wasn't until I moved to Seattle where I was forced to like work on paper in a cubby in a corner. My whole studio practice changed from, let's say, like the UTEP painting studio. It's very big, and you're able to work on like 10 by 15 paintings, 10 by 15 feet paintings.
Yeah.
And, you know, moving to Seattle, it's like, if you work in that scale, like you got to like have money to back up, you know, your space. Like that space is just not available in a bigger city like that. So I was forced to work like very small and very clean, and people, you know, they just started liking that kind of work. And so I just pushed it, and I felt, you know, it was making me a little bit profitable, but you know, it wasn't really about that either. So
what made you move back? We didn't even ask you why you moved back to El Paso.
It's just like the cost of living out there. And like you drive a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. Where I lived about 45 minutes from where I worked. So it's like driving from here to Las Cruces every morning, like to and from. And then like add the traffic and the amount of people that live out there. It's like, you know, it's kind of like doom. I was just, that kind of made me really unhappy. And then it was very gray, like 90% of the year. We were just ready for a change, but it was beautiful to get there and experience the seasons and like be around water and, you know, just like, just notice how people, like when the sun comes out, like how much they love it, where mm-hmm. they're like, everybody's going out at the same time when the sun's out. It was just weird. But like, I loved it while I was there, and I learned a lot about myself and, you know, the things that they bring, you know, to their culture and what I can bring back from what I've learned, you know? And so I'm just trying to do that now.
You're clearly doing it, you know, with these cool works that you're bringing throughout the city. And it's neat to see your art, you know, in our local galleries. And you were telling me before we started recording too, that you have a little gift shop going. Will you tell us about that?
Me, Diego Martinez, Brian Holt, Nico Antuna, and Carla, she goes by C-Dub Customs. We're all artists, and we all are renting space at this like 1800s adobe home. It's a very historic place, very beautiful interior and exterior. So we're just like welcoming people to come and like look at our art, but we're also bringing in musicians and performers to come in and exhibit the space as well. And like have a like last Thursday kind of event where mm-hmm. we just bring in like any kind of emerging artists that like would like to show. So like we're like slowly opening it up to the public, where we're going to start accepting more submissions. It's like a beautiful space.
It seems like you're building a great community. It's called Casa Ortiz, and you can find it on Instagram. We should tell people that.
Yeah, it's Casa Ortiz 915 on Instagram.
And you can see all the fun action that you guys are doing. It looks beautiful out there, actually, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's like you feel like you're in a Western old town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you want people to know about you before we close out?
Stay tuned to, you know, more work and more like experiences that we're going to start like having with the whole art culture, because it's booming. And I mean, I know people see it and they feel it, and it's just going to explode.
I agree with you. This may be your first time on State of the Arts, but I'm certain it's not your last.
Nice.
Today, my guest has been artist and designer Gabriel Marquez. We've been talking about his upcoming installation, which is going to grace the El Paso's Children's Museum and Science Center. And you can also check him out at Casa Ortiz on Instagram at Casa Ortiz 915. Gabriel, thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.